Welcome to Bit Better Have My Money. I am Mitchell Stalkin, recording once again from the wonderful confines of my basement. And it's just me down here today. Liam's upstairs watching YouTube. Little Jacksepticeye. I like Jacksepticeye. Makes me laugh. Good YouTuber. So let's take a quick look at the portfolio, trading portfolio today. And we are at $2,700. Actually, $2,780. Yep, that's as low as it has ever been. And it is what it is. Nothing too crazy. Like I said before, looking at the cash value is kind of deceiving. Bitcoin goes down, cash value goes down. I'm basically trying to accumulate Bitcoin. And looking at it today, I am down 0.22 Bitcoin, which overall is not that bad. I'm actually really happy about that. It could be way worse. There are coins that have lost over half their value. So my portfolio has lost only 34%. And Bitcoin itself, I believe, has lost like 68% from its all-time high. So 34% on that is not that bad. I'm actually pleased with that. It could be much, much worse. There are people I've talked to that are in way worse situation than I am, and there's people better. So I'm happy where I'm at. It'll come back. I'm not too worried about it. So when I found out the Bitcoin, when I looked at how much Bitcoin I lost and actually figured it out today, I was pretty happy. So one thing to think of when you are, if you haven't traded or are, is when I first started, I used to look at cash price and it used to drive me nuts. I quit. I mainly do it now while I'm doing this is because it's easier, and it is easier for me too, to talk about it in USD, be like, here's what my portfolio value is, but it is very deceiving as well. So I get a lot of crap when I tell people how low it is. It's like, geez, you should have sold before. Whatever. Anyway, so not really too much to go over here, coins. It's a red day. We're bleeding. Everybody's bleeding. I'm slowly bleeding everywhere. So if you got some gauze or something, hit me up. Let me know. That'd be fantastic. Let's just look at what's the biggest loss. Loom, down 18%, which doesn't surprise me because it shot up 32% in like a day. Just on like Monday, something like that. So that really doesn't surprise me. Deep Brain Chain down 16%. That thing is very weird. It's at 813 right now. It'll probably drop down to around 600 ish. And if it does, if it gets to like 533, that I'd scoop that up. I'll probably rebuy in more at 533 because once it hits that, it seems to just shoot up. I've done it twice now with Deep Brain Chain. When it gets that low, I buy and it shoots up for quite a while, and you can make a pretty good profit. Not that it'll happen this time for sure, but I've done it twice, so keep an eye on that. I'm gonna too. I didn't realize it was that low. Waves 14% down. Whatever. Let's see what's the lowest one here. Icon is up 2.83%. Good job, Icon. Good job. All right, let's look here at what is really going on here. So Bitcoin is down 3.94% today. That hurts. That's what's getting everyone. As Bitcoin goes, everything goes. It's sitting at $6,297 right now. I bought some more Bitcoin today. It is Wednesday, so I buy on Wednesdays. I also bought from some more Ethereum. Ethereum is down 5.79% at $469.37. So I actually bought some Bitcoin, Ethereum. Oh, no, I just hit a button. I wonder if it works. Anyway, I just bought some Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin today. I buy every Wednesdays. Every Wednesday, I at least buy Bitcoin and Ethereum. I actually didn't buy as much. I usually buy $20 to $30 of each every Wednesday, just to kind of dollar cost average in. And I did a little bit, I only did like $15 of each today. And I'm actually not going to do it anymore. I'm going to start accumulating cash, putting cash in like GDAX, doing a cash deposit every once in a while. I'm going to build up some fiat. And I believe Bitcoin's going to go lower. I think Ethereum's going to go lower. And if Ethereum gets down to like 4,350, I'm going to buy it as much as I can right there. Bitcoin, if Bitcoin gets to like 5, even 5,500, which I'm pretty sure it's going to, I'm going to buy. I haven't decided if I'm going to do it 5 or 55. I'm going to try and hold the 5. There are some people who think it'll go to 4. Maybe. But I think once it hits that bottom, it's going to go back up fairly quickly because everyone's going to be like, wow, look at how low that is again. And they're just going to snag it. So anyway, keep an eye on that. If you're watching, looking at to buy in, just keep watching. Now, even right now is a great price. You know, Ethereum, I think, was up to 1,500 for a while. Bitcoin, obviously, up to 20,000. Top gainer today is 6.9%. DigixDAO. Good for them. Nice. Factum's the biggest loser. 20%. Loom, my God. Down 18%. I should have just waited a bit on Loom. Got a little overzealous. But that's kind of the prices. Now let's move on to something a little bit more fun, I guess we should say. So, my friends at Above Crypto. Above Crypto is a group that I got into when they first kind of started. It's obviously a cryptocurrency group. When I kind of started getting into crypto, they were kind of just getting started. So I was one of the first ones to get into their Discord group, which is free. They do have a premium one. But I am in their free Discord group, and they helped me get going, you know, learning. They've helped me quite a bit. So we were actually talking about diversification one time, and actually we've talked about diversification a lot. And there, most people, like when I started, my diversification was just putting it in different coins, and that's the way I looked at being a diversified. Well, the more we got talking in the Discord group here on Above Crypto, and I will put a link in the show notes here. If you want to come into the free Discord group, I'll be in there. Anyway, it'll be in the show notes, comments, whatever, and you can hop in if you want to. But anyway, we were in there talking about diversification, and we, especially me, I had just spread out into separate coins. If I was diversified out, I'd be in like 10 coins. And that's great. So that is being diversified. But the more we kind of looked into it and started to learn, we came up with a different way to kind of diversify things out. So instead of just looking at coins, we actually look at what type of industry or sector the coins are in. So that way, you're spreading out and getting the best, man, that's a hard word. You're getting the most diversified portfolio that you can. So they got broken down here into 5 different industries or sectors, whatever you want to call it. They are currency, utility, dividend, privacy, and platform. That is the 5. Again, a currency, utility, dividend, privacy, and platform. The privacy section or sector basically is these are currencies that give people anonymity and in a robust and decentralized manner. Basically, it's you can do payments. It keeps it private. Safety thing. They're becoming more and more popular. Monero is a huge example of that. So there are a couple here that when we were making up this list here, we like the most. Zcoin, Monero, Dash, Zencash, 4. I actually own a masternode in Zcoin. A buddy of mine owns a masternode in 4. So privacy ones, there are more, obviously, but these are the ones that we kind of liked when we were looking at it and putting it together. Utility. Basically, these are coins used as services and can be purchased by an end consumer. So there are a lot of these, obviously. But some of the more popular ones that we like are like Walton Chain, VeChain, OMG, Binance Coin, Wobby, Power Ledger, Syscoin, Basic Attention Token. They're doing a lot lately, Basic Attention Token. If you haven't started using the Brave browser, definitely check it out. And Factum. And that is, again, utility. The third one here is platform coins. And these are basically the coins that you can build on top of. Write smart contracts to them. The ones that we kind of liked on there are is Ethereum, Neo, EOS, Icon, Lisk, Stratus, Stellar, Waves, Arc, VeChain, Navcoin, and Syscoin. That's under platform again. Did I miss? Oh, yeah, there's two more here at the top. Another one, payment coin. That's pretty self-explanatory. Pay for goods and services. Pay with whatever. The ones in here, we got our Bitcoin, Litecoin, Nano, and Stellar. So that's pretty self-explanatory. And last one is dividends. So basically owning a certain amount of those coins, you'll get that coin as a payment. So like a masternode would be considered like a dividend coin. And again, the ones we like in here, Neo, OmiSitGo, Zcoin, again, which masternode, Waltcoin, which is a masternode as well, Syscoin, masternode, Binance Coin, Thor, again, has a masternode, and Zencash. So those are some of the coins in the different sectors that we liked. And again, currency, utility, dividend, privacy, and platform is the five sectors we've broken it down to. And what this allows you to do is instead of just diversifying out into separate coins, so if you went out and just started buying up coins, ones that you like, what happens if every coin that you buy ends up being in the currency sector or the utility sector or the platform sector? So every coin you own, for example, could be in the platform sector. You're still diversified out over coins, but you're not diversified out as well as you could be. So what we do is when we look at a coin or even looking at new coins, what I do now is I will look. So let's say I am looking at Zcoin. We'll just say that for a sec. That I'm checking into that. So I would look and be like, okay, Zcoin is a masternode. It's going to pay me. So that would be a dividend. That would be in my dividend sector. And that one also happens to be in privacy sector. So that's not a bad thing. They can overlap, and that can be a good thing because then you're getting two different sectors for one coin. So that is a good thing. But it allows you to just diversify out more. And what I would encourage you to do is go look at your portfolio and see like where all your coins stack up. So if you have too many coins in, say, the dividend section or sector, I would look at possibly moving some around. Maybe selling your least favorite one out of there and then moving it into something else. Just to diversify out more. So, you know, if for some reason, let's say all of a sudden the privacy sector just takes a complete crap, everything in that goes down. Well, maybe the other one in like the payment section does fine. So that is something that we came up with for helping to diversify out. And it is important to diversify. It lets you minimize your risk while increasing your chance for profit. And this just lets you do it in a little bit easier way. And maybe you don't want to do it like that. Maybe you just want to be in the utility section. That's fine. But this at least gives you an idea of what you can do and the different ways you can do it. Again, this comes from Above Crypto is nice enough to let me use their little sheet here to read off of. And it's also on the YouTube if you want to go see the video of it. You can actually see their nice little PDF they put together. I am terrible at putting stuff like this, so shout out to them for letting me use it. That is all I got for you on the crypto side of thing. Like I said the other day, I finally did move on to like movies and shows now. So if you don't like TV or movies, you can stop now. Thanks for listening. If you do, thanks for hanging out. I finished Evil Genius on Netflix last night. Finally, I meant to finish it the day before, but Netflix wasn't working. But I got it done last night, and I can't really recommend watching it. If anything, watch like the first episode and the last episode. You could skip the first two. It kind of goes. It starts with a bang, goes out with a whimper. I mean, it's cool. It's nice. It could have been, I mean, it was short anyway, but it could have been shorter. It left me unsatisfied. And there's something, what popped in my head there is Rounders. Did you ever see Rounders with Matt Damon and Edward Norton and John Malkovich, the poker movie? And John Malkovich plays the Russian, and after he just kicks Matt Damon's ass in poker, he's like, that left me, I can't do a Russian accent, that left me so unsatisfied. Anyway, that's all I got for you today. I'll put the link for that Above Crypto group if you want to check it out. It will be in there. Also, I'll put the link for the YouTube video if you actually want to see the PDF that they made up. Yeah. Anyway, hope you guys are having a good day, night, morning, whatever you got. Hope your summer's going well. With that, would you kindly, and I don't know, do you guys know where that's from? That's actually from something. Would you kindly, but would you kindly hit that subscribe button, like button, whatever. That would help me out a ton, and we will talk to you tomorrow.